Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Black Girl Tea Podcast. It is Nye. This is just a quick introduction to touch on a topic really quickly, so there will be no music behind it because I want you guys to be able to hear exactly what I'm saying. So, a few hours ago, I had a conversation with a friend that stemmed from a conversation we were having the other day, and I just want to share this with you, and I want to give someone their flowers while they are capable of smelling them. We're just talking about how both of us come from broken homes. We do have a village behind us. We do have men that are capable of picking up the slack that our fathers have left behind. So we're just, you know, talking about that and how that's helped us in so many ways. And one thing that we didn't touch on is how it hindered us. So today when we're together, she's like, let's pick up where we left off the other day. And I'm down. This is someone that I trust. I trust this person with seeing me in my creative space. I trust this person with my emotions and things like that. I can unpack so much with her and vice versa. So we're really just like, we get each other. So she's like, how did your father's absence hinder you? Give me an example. And I was like, I hope you know when I answer this question, you have to answer the question too. So we gave each other a second to really answer it. And I couldn't at that point in time. So she goes on and she's sharing her her examples and explaining how it hindered her. And it was finally my turn to go. Like I couldn't, I had to answer the question. So I was explaining to her that at a certain time of life, of my life, and I'll say in middle school, it was very hard for me to take direction from men that weren't my family members or a part of my village. I was not open to hearing things that men had to say. And they could be telling me, girl, this, if you take a left, you're going to catch on fire. And I just wasn't in a place to receive it because of the resentment that I had toward my dad. And I explained all this to her. And she's like, so who was the man that you finally let in? And we're having this conversation, not talking about romantic relationships. Like, we're talking about mentors. We're talking about teachers, people that we're connected to. Like, who was it for you? And I'm sitting here and I'm thinking. And I'm like, oh, no, it wasn't him. It wasn't quite him. And she's trying to, you know, she's in her same process as me. And it hit me. Mr. Lewis. Mr. Lewis was the man that I let in. And she's like, well, who the hell is Mr. Lewis? And how did you let him in? Like, what about that? Like, talk to me about it. Now, my parents, well, my village, my mother and my grandparents, the people that were in my life that made sure that I had someone to teach me right from wrong. They all taught me to go to school and get my education and respect adults. I respected Mr. Lewis because he was an adult. But it was just like, sir, who are you talking to? Like, stop yelling at me to tuck in my shirt. Stop trying to tell me that I'm going to be this great thing because I don't trust you. Simple as that. This man was pouring into me, y'all, and I was not in a place to receive it. And I didn't realize that, obviously, as a child, because you don't really know these things as a child. But looking back now, I know that I wasn't in a place to receive it. So Mr. Lewis would say to me, oh, I heard you got a good grade on whatever, you know, he would pound it. We would jab it up with each other. And once he would walk away from me, I'd be like, that man is full of shit. Like, I'm not even going to lie to y'all. And I remember the first time that I really let him in was when Barack Obama was getting inaugurated. We watched it as a school. We watched it in our cafeteria. And I was ecstatic. Like, I am alive to see the first Black president. Like, this is my moment. And I was really paying attention to Barack Obama's race because of who he was. I took a very weird interest in politics. I just was interested. I was all in. And Mr. Lewis was just so supportive of it. Oh, did you watch the debate? Oh, okay, cool. Like, and it was like, yo, this is my dog, yo. This the homie. Like, all right, Mr. Lewis, I got this. I'm finna become some type of politician. And I remember the day of the inauguration, I was just so full. I was excited. I had questions. I was seeing all these black people in these high places for some of them for the first time of my life, hearing the names but not being able to figure out who they were and what they did. But I finally understood. And Mr. Lewis said to me, I will never forget this. Mr. Lewis said, you just watched history. Like, we really just watched history be made. And I was like, yeah. Like, and I was in like fifth, sixth grade. I don't remember what year that was off the top of my head, but it was just like, yeah, we just watched history. And Mr. Lewis turned around to me with this smirk on his face and he said, if you keep doing what you're doing, you'll be able to make history too. And I'm getting all emotional right now. And to this day, those words stick with me. I let that man in. I appreciate him. I will make sure he hears this. I don't even know if he realizes that I have a podcast. And to be honest, it's not even about that. But Debon Lewis, sir, I want to thank you so much for believing in me and for never giving up, even though I gave you my ass a kiss on several occasions because I wasn't in a place to receive the love that you had for me. I wasn't able to receive the support that you had to offer me. And it just felt like it was one of those things where it was like, you're going to leave just like my dad did. Just like my dad did. And as time went on, he left. He was no longer my principal. And I was angry for a very long time. It started to impact my behavior in school, amongst other things. But I was furious. I was like, see, he left me. And as an adult, like, it's not like he left me like everybody else did. It wasn't one of those situations, but it was just like, who do I have to, like, no one motivated me and supported me the way Mr. Lewis supported me and motivated me. And I just, for a long time, I was like, I'm not getting close to nobody. Like, I don't care if it's a child or an adult. Like, I'm just closing myself off. And as I got older, little things would just show up in life. And I was like, oh, Mr. Lewis told me about this book. Mr. Lewis told me about this song. And then I got old enough where we were all able to be friends on Facebook. And he became my Facebook friend. And the love and support has never changed. If I'm doing something great, he tells me that it is immaculate. That man saw a museum where I saw an empty hallway, and I will never be able to explain and express how appreciative I am of him. I hope he is proud of me because I am proud of him, and I could never thank him enough. And that is why there is no music behind this, because I needed him to hear that as it leaves my annoying mouth and voice. Sir, I appreciate you. I absolutely love you, and I thank you for everything that you've done. Thank you for being a part of my village, and thank you for being that stern man in our lives, because we really needed it, but we didn't realize that we needed it. And I needed to say that before I said anything else on this podcast. I had to get it out today. Thank you, Mr. Lewis. I appreciate you, and I love you so much. I know that an episode is going to be a good one when I pull up with a plethora of snacks. Like, normally it's just one snack. I got options today. First things first, I have an ice cold Pepsi that has been sitting in the refrigerator for approximately 8 hours. Hold on, let me get it. Let me tell y'all how it's going to taste. I'm going to open it up. Well, I already took the top off, but let's get this little burn and test. Let me see. Oh, that was good. That a good one right there. Oh, boing my throat up. But I got two tangerines, some super sour gusher fruit snacks that I got at 7-Eleven, and some iced oatmeal cookies. I don't even know what we're finna talk about, but it's finna be good. And based off that little sentence right there, y'all know I don't have a topic, so we finna just go with the flow. But welcome back to another episode of the Black Girl Tea Podcast. You know, you didn't get your normal hecticness from me, but I had to do that introduction. I had to give my guy a shout out while he was capable of being able to bask in it. So shout out to Mr. Lewis, like I said earlier. But what's going on, y'all? This is the last week of January. Like, January done came and went. How are we feeling? What has happened? Talk to me. I want to hear it. Write it in your journal. And let's get into this episode. So like I said, I ain't got no topic, but since we on the topic of not having topics, we might as well come up with a topic. Yo, I swear, I was a crackhead in the past life. had to be a crackhead in the past life. Because some of the shit that I be saying sound like I should be on East Main Street or some shit. But, well, this is from the topic of January. Let's recap it. Let me get a snack on. Oh, I got an oatmeal cream pie too. It's lit. Y'all, look at this. So since we're on the topic of January, we're going to talk about it. So, like I said, I was using this month as like a moment to rest. I did make some goals, and thankfully I was able to achieve those goals for January. But it was mainly like cleaning up my spaces, getting rid of clothes that I don't wear anymore. I was able to donate 6 bags of clothes, which is crazy because I just cleaned my closet out at the beginning of October and still had mad stuff to give away. But I use this month to just rest and like really get things in order, and not necessarily into implementing like new things, because everything that I've been doing is working. It was one of those things where it's like, this is working for me. I found a balance. Let's keep doing this until we need to adjust. And I just didn't feel the need to have to adjust anything in January. Really resting and taking care of myself, because I work in retail, as you guys know. November and December are some of the hardest months in retail. You are going and going and going. Your girl was in overtime. And it was just a lot happening. And I needed a minute to really just focus on like rest and getting restful sleep and just doing nothing, which y'all know it is hard for me to do absolutely nothing, because I just feel like I'm not doing anything. And that's the point. Like, I have days where I'm like, I'm staying in bed all day, and then around 12 o'clock I'm like, I gotta do something. But I spent January really resting, and it's not to say that January was like a perfect month for me, because it wasn't. I'm dealing with a lot, actually. Unfortunately, things that I cannot share, but just all over the place. And y'all know me, I like reading, I like journaling. I've shared this with you guys in the past, and I really was just like, damn, like I need to get back into my books. So I decided that I was gonna reread a book, and I reread Feeding the Soul by Tabitha Brown. I think it's like Feeding the Soul because it's my business. But I reread that, and I got the workbook to go along with it. And I had the workbook before when I read it the first time, but I didn't complete the workbook. And I don't really even remember why I didn't complete it. But I started it again, reread the book. I'm done. I actually had the audiobook, which actually helped me a little bit better. I was able to just listen to the words and really take it in and apply it to my life. And I was a little behind in the journaling aspect of it, because I really just needed to just understand the book again, and it helped me just kind of reset and refocus. And let me actually tell you about the day that I decided to read the book again. So I was off from work, and I spent the day doing laundry, getting myself prepared for the next 2 days. And I ended up going to New York, coming back, and was like, all right, like, I'm gonna get in the bed, I'm gonna relax. And I just couldn't. Like, I was in the bed, but I couldn't relax.
in the dark for hours, just sitting there. And then my grandma called me. And my grandmother is typically the person who's like, if my grandma called me at 6 a.m. and I'm still asleep, her response is like, is this late in the day? Girl, it's 6 a.m. What you mean this late in the day? We just get started. But for my grandmother to call me and like make the comment of like, you ain't doing nothing, it was like, damn, should I be doing something? And I was so adamant, like, I'm staying in this bed. I'm not getting up because I've already done enough. Like, I had my task list for the day, which was to do my laundry, to go buy things from the store, and to take care of what I need to take care of in New York. I did all of that. I'm not adding anything else onto my plate. And it's late in the day. Like, it's damn near 8, 9 o'clock. No, not happening. So I go on Instagram. And it's this thing that says, like, the time is now for you to start doing things. Da, 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 da. Then I see the TD Jakes thing, and it's like, the time is now. And I'm like, what the hell? So I'm like, all right, let me get off this. Let me go see what's on YouTube. My original plan was to go on YouTube and watch old episodes of Catfish, because Catfish is my thing. I wish Neve could put me in an episode. I just want to see what y'all really be thinking. I got questions for y'all. Like, Neve be asking the right questions, but I got more questions that I be wanting him to ask, and he don't be asking. Cammy be getting to it, though. I ain't gonna lie. Cammy be like, so what was the purpose? Like, so you just gonna sit here and lie? And I love that. But anyways, this ain't about Catfish. I came across this video. I'm like, oh, I ain't never seen this person before. It was a black woman. And I don't remember what the name of the video was, but it was something that caught my attention. So I clicked on it. It was a 10-minute video. And in this video, this woman has the auntie haircut, right? If y'all know what I mean by the auntie haircut. She got the little swoop bang type shit. Like, you know how the aunties be wearing their hair. Older black woman, and she's sitting in this white and pink room with her white and pink outfit, and she's just talking about, like, you know, being feminine isn't, you know, wearing pink all the time. Being feminine isn't having your nails done and your hair done. Being feminine isn't, like, she's just explaining, like, what it isn't. And then she goes further in the video to explain what it is. Like, it's a mindset. It's not how you dress. It's not, it's got nothing to do with that. And then she was explaining, like, her experience of, like, I've become so masculine because I just had to provide for myself. Like, I took providing and made it a masculine thing. In actuality, like, every individual should be providing for themselves. And I was like, damn, she got right. Like, whew. And I didn't even realize I took it on as, like, a masculine thing, but it is what it is. And she was talking about how she was going to host some type of, and the video was old, because what she was saying she was hosting was in, like, 2018, and obviously it's 2024, so I missed that part. But she was describing her event as a, like, similar to a tea party. I'm like, oh shit, you know what, let me get on up here and plan this tea party. And so I did. So I'm sitting here, I'm making the flyer. And the crazy thing is, with this tea party, I just needed to pick a date and a name. Everything else had already been mapped out, but it's just been taking me so long because I couldn't think of a name. Couldn't think of a date. So I'm sitting here trying to work on this, and I was sitting and the lights were on. If you follow me on Instagram, you know 7 times out of 10, I'm sitting in the dark or I have the candle lit. So I'm sitting here, lights on, no music playing, and I'm like, I need some sound in here. And throwing an episode of Catfish, it wasn't cutting. Like, I was getting irritated trying to listen to Catfish and make this flyer. And it was a simple flyer too. Like, I don't understand why I was getting irritated. But I was like, you know what, let me listen to one of my audiobooks. And I have, on my desk, I have a couple different books. So I have Black Enough, which I don't remember, and I can't really see it from how I'm sitting right now, but I have Black Enough, Please Don't Sit on My Bed in Your Outside Clothes by Phoebe Robinson, Miss Me With That by somebody, I can't see this, the way I'm sitting, everything is weird, it's a light over it, but I have Miss Me With That, and then I have this other book that is here called Love and Justice. I have a few Vogue magazines, and then right on the very, very bottom, which I have this oddly stacked. I have Feeding the Soul Because It's My Business by Tabitha Brown and The Workbook. And I was like, oh, you know what? Let's reread this and let's revisit this. So I put the book on from Audible. Go, if y'all don't have an Audible account, I think you should invest in it. It's pretty good for me. I love audiobooks. I love reading, so a lot of the times I have like a physical copy of a book and the audiobook. It's just a fun way, like, I ain't got nothing to do, I throw it on. If I'm on the train, I'll like cozy up with my book, but I just like having options. But anyways, so I throw it on. And when I tell y'all, this was a simple flyer, that the introduction of this book on Audible was maybe 3 to 4 minutes long. I press play. And within 3 to 4 minutes of listening to the introduction, I made the flyer. Like, made the flyer, finalized everything, and I sent the flyer to the person I needed to send it to. Like, hey, looked over this, change things if you need to change it, scale it if you need to change it. Let me know if this day and time works for you. Let me know if this theme works for you. And I sent it. And as soon as I press send, I'm telling y'all, this introduction was short. It took me that much time to do that little bit of work. I press send and I grab the workbook that goes along with the Tabitha Brown book. And I'm like, all right, let's start from scratch. Let's start from the beginning. And I really start combing through. And I just reset. Like, I just felt the shift in me. And I was like, I'm sitting here talking about I'm going to rest. And I had some work to do. But in my head, I'm not, like, obviously, like, the work to do was myself. But I just, again, I'm putting off so much because I'm so, like, hyper-focused on resting. So, damn, y'all heard that one? A little aggressive one, to kind of shook me up a little bit. But I'm so hyper-focused on resting and just getting back into things that I just really wasn't doing the work for me. So now the middle of January is here, and I'm having this conversation with some people that I'm, you know, I have these types of conversations with. You have your group of people that you hold these conversations with, and we're all in alignment. Like, these are things that we got to do. We have to do better about prioritizing our rest, but we can't hyper-focus on it. And I'm like, oh, glad you guys said it, because I just had that moment with myself. And I'm like, all right, who read Tabitha's book, and no one has read it yet. So I'm like, do we have credits on Audible? Like, let's get into it together. And I had this one person in the group who was just like real hesitant. And I'm the type of person, when I'm saying I'm doing something, I'm doing it. You're not about to say it and stop me. And I was like, all right, cool. Like, I'm gonna do it. And as I'm listening to the book and having this conversation with my friends and doing the work activities that go along with it, one of the chapters talks about doing things on your own. And it really just resonated with me. So I said to the group chat, like, all right, y'all, like, I'm gonna call it a night with talking to y'all. I'll talk to y'all when I talk to y'all. I hope y'all, you know, if you get the book, I hope you get it and you enjoy it. I have, you know, shared my experience with the workbook so far and how it was going before. And it's gonna be really good for us. It was working. But I needed to just be like, all right, cool. Like, I'm not about to sit here and wait on y'all to do, like, I'm doing air quotes even though y'all can't see me. I'm not waiting on someone else to reset their life for me to reset mine. And I'm going through my camera roll while I'm doing this. Now I didn't listen to 4 chapters. I'm done. I need to just focus on what I was just reading and listening to and what I just wrote in this journal. I'm done. I need to go back in and clean up my phone some more. I need to remove some things, delete some pictures, delete some contacts, delete some apps. I need to lessen my social media time, and I need to get my black ass in the bed before 11 o'clock. And I do all of that. Wake up in the morning, and someone shared an old quote with Black Girl T, and it was, everybody can't go. And I was like, fuck, this is the 17th million time that I'm hearing this, because me and Shay say it a lot on here. And I just listened to what Tab said in her book, so I was like, all right, cool, like, let me post this again, because it clearly is not only just for me, but somebody else need to hear it. And I posted it. And then I just kept seeing so many people that were attached to me that I didn't have the conversation with reposting it and sharing little tidbits of what was going on. And it really just hit for me. Like, it really hit. And January was about taking the time for me and really listening to myself. And I know we say it all the time, like, how many times are you gonna say you had to listen to yourself, girl? But you really just gotta listen to what you need. And you also need to listen to what God is saying to you. And sometimes we be in denial. And I'm not trying to be churchy, but I'm gonna just talk the talk with y'all. Like, God be telling us exactly what we need Him to tell us, but we really just be like, nah, like, send another sign, God. And then He send it, and then He be like, nah. And I had to deal with a little bit of that in January. But toward the end of January, I just really had to be like, nah, like, I gotta hear Him out. I really gotta hear God out and really do what I gotta do. And let me tell you something. When them old folks tell you that it get easier when you listen to God, they ain't lying. It get easier. Like, when you really work on your relationship with God and put yourself in the position to be able to understand exactly what He's speaking to you and exactly what He's saying, it gets so much easier to hear and identify that voice. And it helps you get out of your head a little bit, because God will be sitting here telling you, leave that person alone. And in your head, it's like, well, they ain't even do nothing. I don't know why you want me to leave them alone. And then it's people that are around you that will tell you, leave it alone. In so many different ways. And you just be like, yo, like, especially the older people. Sometimes you'd be like, yo, this old woman is telling me to leave this little girl alone. Like, she kind of a hater. And I'd be listening when the old people be telling me something, though. But, like, recently it's been like, yo, why? And I needed a why so much. And I really just could have saved myself a lesson by just listening to God and leaving something alone when He told me to. But we be blaming other people and it really just be us. And that's simple as that. But, you know, January was a lot, but it was cool at the same time. I'm in a better position. I also did some reflecting because, like, y'all, my birthday is in like 2-3 weeks, February 15th. If you haven't gotten me a gift already, I would like tea lights, non-scented preferred, but like, I'm not against scented tea lights, just don't get any lavender as I am allergic. I would like tea lights, I would like sticky notes, I would like gel pens, I would like bottles of Prosecco, bottles of Taylor Port, I would like some new wine glasses, and a couple of new, you know, colored champagne flutes. What else would I like? Oh, I would like laundry detergent and groceries. You know, if you're looking to buy me a gift, any of those things are acceptable. But the girl turned 27, and that's a serious number. That's close to 30. I'm finna be a senior citizen, and my bones is already there. But I'm realizing, y'all, I don't like a lot. I don't like a lot of things I used to like before. I like being outside. Y'all know that. I like being in the club and listening to the little ratchet music. And I like it to be loud. If we at the club, it got to be loud. But I'm realizing if we ain't at the club, I cannot deal with the loudness. I can't. I get irritated. I get irritated. Why everybody so loud in here? And now I understand why. My mom and grandma used to be mad. Like, can y'all shut up? I understand it now. I also understand now a lot better why my grandmother used to wake up before everybody and have her cup of coffee and do what she needed to do for herself. I understand it. And now I'm turning into that person. Like, why are we up at 6 o'clock in the morning with a cup of coffee in the dark, taking in all the silence before people start bothering us? Like, it really... I hate seeing children outside without the proper coat on. I hate it. I hate seeing kids, and they're supposed to be in school, and they're not. Now, let me tell y'all a story. A few weeks ago, it was right before Christmas, the week of Christmas, actually, this young lady sees me in Dunkin' Donuts in the morning. I'm like, oh, hey, sweetie, what's going on? She's like, hey, miss. She's sitting there. She ain't got no food, so I'm like, all right, like, this look a little sketchy. So I asked her, I'm like, what you got going on? She's like, oh, I'm waiting on my friends. We're going to get breakfast and we're going to go to school. But I'm looking at the time because, like, I ain't have to clock in until 10. School already started. So I'm like, you got money for food? She look at me. She's like, I got money for a donut. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to get you a sandwich. Get her a little sandwich. And I go to work. Now, it's about 1:45, 2 o'clock. And I see her again. And she by herself again. And I'm in the mall with you know, my coworkers. So I'm like, sweetie, what you doing? Oh, I'm just walking around killing time. Was you killing time from 10 o'clock this morning? Because it don't look like you ever made it to school. And I understand you're in high school and y'all get out early, but the amount of time it would take you to get from the school to the mall, you wouldn't be here right now. And she just looked at me. And I embarrassed her. I said, all right, well, I'm going to call your mama and let your mama know I see you from this morning and right now. She gave me this look. So then the security guard walked up to her. The security guard is her uncle. And he like, what you doing here? You good? You need something? I'm like, I seen her this morning, too. I'm telling on her. I seen her this morning, and I seen her at Dunkin' Donuts around 10 o'clock, because I had to be to work at 10, and that's when I seen her in there. And he was like, you went to school today? And she just looked at both of us. I don't care what you about to say right now. I'm calling your mama. And when I got in my job to call her mother, called her mama, I said, yo, I see your daughter this morning around 10 o'clock. I got her some breakfast. And I sent her on her way, but then I seen her a little bit later. And the time that she was in the mall, it didn't make sense with what the commute would be from school. So I'm just gonna let you know. She's like, oh, thank you, girl. I appreciate it. Yeah. Now, this girl about 14, 15 years old. And I really listened to myself on that call. And I was like, damn, I done turned into an auntie. I'm out here snitching on kids. To all of y'all that listen to me, if I can identify your child in a store, or in any situation, and they ain't supposed to be there, you can count on me to say something. I'm gonna put on Facebook, hey, at sister so-and-so, your daughter at the mall with two hoodlums and a gangbanger. Come get her. You want me to get her? And I ain't scared to get y'all kids. I wish one of them would buck at me. I'm gonna buck back and give them an old school beating like my grandparents used to do us. But I'm just getting old, y'all. I'm getting old. I've been buying pajamas. You know, you reach a certain level of adulthood when you buy pajamas, like, and I'm talking about everyday pajamas, not cute ones for Valentine's Day and cute ones to wear, you know, for Christmas. Nah, I'm talking, girl, I got me a three-piece set. Got me a couple of them three-piece sets from Target, little silk ones. Ooh, child. And I'm starting to get unnecessary pillows for my bed. I am reaching peak adulthood right now. I am transforming right before your eyes. And I got some cushions from some insoles from my shoes. Even the shit in my purse has changed. Like, I keep a little pouch in my bag. You know, a backup pair of panties in case, you know, Mother Nature happens and you gotta switch out some pads, some, you know, panty liners, you know, things of that sort. Y'all, I've been carrying around some, you know, them hard cinnamon candies with the red wrapper. It's some of them in the bottom of my purse, y'all. I'm telling you, and some Altoids. Who the fuck am I turning into? Auntie is here. And I be in the stores shopping for my parents' kids. Like, ooh, the baby could use this. And then I call my friend, girl, I went to Target today and I got you a few little things. Like, whose auntie am I? But I think the best part of getting older, and as scary as it is, and y'all heard what Shay said in her episode, and I've had conversations with women, but the most beautiful thing, to me at least, about getting older is being able to look back and be like, I've grown. That is the most beautiful thing right now. I think it's also beautiful for me because we're all getting older with each other, but I'm getting older with my mom, and we're getting older with my grandma. And I'm realizing, like I said, like, her getting up super early in the morning to have that cup of coffee meant the world to her, and now it means the world to me. And it's just so cute how things are just passed down and you don't even realize it. I'm also realizing the support that I need from my friends is different. Like, I need y'all to pray for me in every instance. Like, the pray for me, strengthen, like, you know, pray on my behalf, intercede on my behalf. Like, that has become more of a thing that I'm older. And I know my friends, like, my praying friend, listen, I know if I call Bree right now and be like, Bree, I need some prayer, she gonna burst out into it. Heavenly Father, we come to you as humbly as we know how. Amen, sis, you better pray for me. That's always been a thing for us, but just the prayers are different. Like, it's a beautiful thing. And as scary as it is, and it's scary because you don't know what's happening next. We all know that God is going to call us home one day, so you're really just trying to enjoy life for what it is. But I think the beauty, for me, for real, the beauty of getting older is realizing that I'm now living my life, where before it was just like kind of survival mode. But that's just been the beauty of it, just realizing like, damn, this is really happening for me. You know, all praise to the man upstairs. God, I wouldn't be anything that I am if it wasn't for you. But it's, life is good, what you mean? You know what I'm saying? It's great. But I just wanted to share that. I hope I didn't take up too much of y'all time. It wasn't super juicy of an episode. But I'm finna go over here and eat these snacks. I'm finna put on Touched by an Angel because I found some old episodes on YouTube. Listen, them old shows, let me tell y'all, y'all need to go on YouTube. Y'all need to put on... Amazon Prime got it too. Y'all need to watch Matlock, Kojak, In the Heat of the Night, Columbo, Touched by an Angel, Murder, She Wrote. Them shows got something to it, man, I'm telling you. Y'all get out of this Love and Hip Hop and the Baddies of the whatever it's called. I don't even know what them shit's called. I know y'all be laughing at that big girl on social media. But y'all gotta get back into the shows that mean something. 227, Sister. Full House. Like, it was some lessons in there. I don't really know what the lesson is in Love and Hip Hop, but don't have a baby with a man who act like Kurt. Don't marry a man who act like Kurt. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something. You know, maybe there's no message in that for me, and that's why I need to leave it alone. I mean, I have left it alone, but anyways, y'all, I hope you have an amazing week. I'll talk to y'all next week. Do what you gotta do to get to where you need to be. And understand that everybody can't go with you. Every experience isn't for everybody. It is for you. And understand also that you block your blessing by bringing people on an experience that is just for you because you're afraid to do it alone. Be bold. Be bold in the Lord. Work on your relationship with God. And see what that gets you. Okay, bye, y'all.